You're listening to Interviews with Adam. I am your host, Adam Miller, and today we are joined by one of the musicians. I'm sure you've heard his music throughout the years here on Songtime. He's even got a history with our own Dr. John DeBrine, having traveled with him. It's Steve Amerson. Steve, thank you so much for being a part of our program.
Adam, great to be with you today.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about your connection with the Songtime ministry? I know your history with John DeBrine goes back quite a ways, and that might be a good, fun way to open up our conversation.
Oh, gosh. I can't remember how long ago it was. It's probably 25 years ago or so, maybe longer. My phone rang, and on the other end of this, on the other end of the phone was this guy talking like this, and he says, "Is this Steve Amerson?" And that was my introduction to John DeBrine, and he said, "I was listening to one of your songs, and I almost drove off the road." So that was kind of my introduction to John. Actually came to Boston and sang for a couple of events for Songtime, and then I think John and I did something in Pennsylvania in Hershey one weekend, I think maybe with Cliff Barrows. And then John and I traveled to Kansas City to sing and speak at a church there together. And we just had a riotous time. And so always have loved John and the work of Songtime.
And you've been singing for several decades, and your music ministry has been a huge impact in the Songtime ministry as well. Tell us a little bit about your background with music and the influence that it's had in your own personal life as being able to minister in so many different places, so many different churches, as well as on the radio.
Well, I grew up in the church. My dad was a pastor. My mom helped lead children's choirs. And early on, it became evident that I had a musical gift. So I've tried to take that and hone it. I've studied music in college and a master's degree in music. I served on a church staff doing music for about 10 years. And then back in 1988, established Amerson Music Ministries and began traveling around the country and singing in churches. But here in Los Angeles, I sing for movies and commercials and television shows. I've sung on over 165 feature films. As I travel, I sing with symphonies and corporate events and for other nonprofits. And right now, I'm spending quite a bit of time traveling from Los Angeles, where I live, to Washington, D.C., and helping to sing and lead in worship services in the Capitol. So those are really, these days are quite interesting, as God's using my voice, both my speaking voice and my singing voice, leading worship services for members of Congress in the basement of the Capitol on Wednesday evenings. And during the day, I walk the halls greeting members of Congress and delivering personalized prayer notes that I write to these men and women. So that's a bit of my history. I've recorded over 18 solo CDs, and I'm still traveling and singing quite extensively.
And as we've been working through this series, looking at the different psalms, we're actually in book two of the psalms for this season. How have the psalms influenced you in your ministry of music, as well as your own personal life? Looking back at, we don't have the music to these psalms, but there is a musical quality to them, aren't there?
Absolutely, and of course, we're looking to probably the most well-known songwriter maybe of all time, or at least within the pages of the Bible, as we hear the words of David. From the Psalms, one can find great encouragement. They set an example of praise. The Psalms also can be a source of comfort. They also can be a source of affirmation, even when we're feeling down and low. To read the Psalms of David, of where he is he's basically wondering where God is. God, have you forgotten me? But we can find great encouragement from the Psalms. Probably one of my favorites would be Psalm 139. Oh Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. And on from there. And just to understand that God has known us from even before birth, even in our mother's womb. So the Psalms can be a great reminder of the inescapable God.
The Psalms have been a great comfort for many, as you've said, and it certainly has been a huge portion of Scripture is given to the music. It's the largest book that we have in the Bible. And it's interesting that it would be such a driving force for the church. It says to sing in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Have you found there needs to be that sort of balance, that diet, so to speak, of all the different types of music that guide us and shepherd us in our own walk with Christ?
Well, I think so. What's really important, I think, is to sing songs that Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. The spiritual songs, sometimes people think of those as like personal songs, testimony songs. And I believe that it's important that the church sing songs that reflect on what God has done for us individually. But I really think the church needs to be singing about the character of God and singing songs that are scripturally based, that sing about who God is. It is vital to the church. Throughout the week, people don't leave church and they don't sing the pastor's sermon. Normally what they do, they sing throughout the week what they've been asked to sing in church. And I'm less concerned about what I think about God and singing songs about what I think about God as opposed to who God is. What is his character? Throughout the week, I want to be singing. I need to be refreshing my heart and my mind on the character of God, of who he is. And so we really find that in most of the hymns. Gospel songs sometimes might not be as structured and might not always have as much theological content. But when you look at the strong hymns of the church, especially those hymns written by the Wesleys, it's vital in terms of understanding theology. And so I would want to personally emphasize songs that come from the Psalms, from the Scriptures, and songs that are whether they're old hymns or contemporary hymns, songs that reflect the character of God.
I think you've hit the nail on the head there with the amount of depth, and as well, I like what you said about how we don't go away singing the sermon from the preacher, but the music really is that accompaniment. It is that ability to capture our hearts and capture our memory, to really draw us in to focus on the biblical truths, and there have to be those truths there. It is interesting to see how the Psalms contain all of that. They are that music. They are that sort of liturgy that has that a way to become part of our memory, to be seared into our heart and seared into our memory. And then we can take those and throughout the day. This is an important part of, in a sense, this is a very important part of our devotions, correct? That this gives us an ability to meditate, to regurgitate what we've been learning in the Word of God.
Absolutely. Hiding God's word in our heart, in our mind, that's a vital thing for us as believers, especially when we're going through difficult times.
Now, you mentioned one of your favorite psalms. I think it was 136 or 139, which was
139.
Yeah. What is it about all of the Psalms? It's such a large book. There's so much continuity there. You've already kind of said that a little bit, that they can have comfort to us. They can also uplift our spirit. They're very worshipful, but they're also a lot of lamenting psalms and a lot of psalms that are very introspective. What is it about the Psalms, I think, as a whole, that provide us such a great shelter, a great stability and safety to run to them?
Well, I think it's the... what's the word? The Psalms in itself are so complete. They they cover it all, from the highs of David's life to the lows of David's life. And I also think it's interesting to think about the fact that these Psalms, this book of Psalms, was written by someone who was broken, someone who failed, someone who, you know, what it is, David is a story of redemption. To see him in his brokenness, to see him in his sin, to see him in his unfaithfulness, and yet it's a story of redemption. It's an Old Testament story of redemption that should encourage each of us today, that God can take, God can overcome any brokenness. There's nothing that we today can do to make God love us more. And there's nothing that we can do today that would cause God to love us less.
We've been talking with Steve Amerson, whose music almost drove John to drive off the road when he first heard it. It certainly has had an impact for many years on the Songtime program and been an encouragement to you, our listeners. So we hope that, and finding a little bit more about how the Psalms have influenced Steve has driven you to the same source that have been a comfort to him that can be a comfort to you as well. Steve, thank you so much for being a part of our program.
Absolutely. It's great talking with you. I want to encourage all the Songtime listeners to press into God and to hear his voice through his written word, through spoken word, and through the sung word.
Thank you very much, Steve. It really was a privilege to talk with you and to hear the story of your connection with John DeBrine. I'm sure that will resonate with many of our listeners. So thanks for being available to us.
Thanks so much, Adam.
We hope you enjoyed this interview made possible by our ministry at Songtime Radio. You can find out more information about our ministry by visiting our website at songtime.com, where you can find this and other interviews on our podcast series, as well as our weekday broadcast, which includes teaching, interviews, and music. We also want to encourage you to sign up for our free monthly newsletter. It's got encouraging articles, and there is no obligation. To find out more information about our ministry, again, visit our website at songtime.com. This ministry is made possible by people just like yourself. We are 100% supported by our listeners. So if you have been blessed today, why not join with the many voices together for that one message, the gospel of Jesus Christ, with your donation to the Songtime Ministry. To make a donation, you can do so online at our website at songtime.com, as well as by mail. Write to us at Songtime Radio, P.O. Box 100, Barnstable, Massachusetts, 02630, or give us a call. Make a donation over the phone. It's 508-362-7070. On behalf of our entire Songtime staff and our own Dr. John DeBrine, the founder here at Songtime, who encourages you to grow in grace and not groan in disgrace, from Cape Cod, I'm Adam Miller. God bless.